98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach with the best mix in the morning show and your Coast Social Network on the air, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Wednesday morning, we talk with our friends at Berrien Community Foundation. Susan Matheny is the program director at BCF, and this morning we'll also be speaking with Joelle Wake from Lincoln Township Library. And we're continuing our conversation this morning with Berrien Community Foundation about For Good Grants, and of course, always about that conversation, Susie, of resources meeting needs in the community, and For Good Grants definitely do that job, do they not?
They sure do, and you know, I know that this is the week of the year where everyone kind of doesn't even know what day it is, but I think it's really a great time to reflect on all the great organizations doing work in our community, and how privileged we feel at Berrien Community Foundation to serve them, and through them to serve our community. And so we're really excited about, you know, all the ways we help our resources meet needs in the community. And the For Good Grants are definitely one of our favorite ways. And, you know, those For Good Grants, for any of you who haven't heard, those are awards for nonprofits, schools, municipalities, religious organizations doing community work, you know, those agencies who are helping and doing great things in the community can apply for grants. There's two times per year, and they can apply for a major grant that's up to $15,000 and a minor grant for up to $1,500.
And who reviews the grants?
So these grants are reviewed by community members, just like you. They are from ages, from adults, you know, all the way to, we have teenagers. So we have, you know, adult committees, but we also have our youth advisory committee, which is teens exhibiting able minds, who review grants as well. And our guest today, actually, that we brought is actually one of the grants that team reviewed and awarded.
Very cool. And what are some of those projects that can be applied for as part of the For Good Grants and other grants at BCF?
It's all over the place. Of course, we want to make sure that people's basic needs are met, that everyone has food and good places to live and safe communities. But we also think that it's more than just, you know, we don't want to just survive, we want to thrive, right? So, you know, education and youth projects, environmental conservation projects, arts and culture projects, you know, pretty much if you think, you know, if it'll make our community better in some way, if it's filling a need, those are the kind of projects we want to hear about so that we can improve the lives of everybody who lives in Berrien County. Our guest today, our friend today is Joelle. She's from the Lincoln Township Library, and they have a really creative new way to improve lives through this program that they're starting called the Library of Things.
This is a pretty interesting idea. So, Joelle, could you tell us a little bit about the Library of Things and what's happening at the Lincoln Township Library?
Yeah, sure, of course. So the library, with any other library across the country, I think we are trying to expand services. You know, we're trying to be not just a place that is just books. We want to be more of a community center, a place that offers a broader range of services and resources. And that's where our Library of Things idea has come up, that the Library of Things will be a collection of items, you know, just something. We have collections of books and DVDs, but this collection of Library of Things will be kitchen appliances, tools, gardening equipment, electronics, toys and games, art, science kits, craft supplies, musical instruments, recreational equipment, pretty much, you know, whatever you can think of and imagine that you would possibly want, we want to try to have it into this collection. So then if it's something that you need, we'll have it. You can come check it out for, you know, a short amount of time. You can check that item out. You can get to learn how to use it. You can get new skills from that. And it's also a way that, you know, if people aren't able to afford certain items, it helps them to be able to get those items without investing a ton of money, and especially helpful for those people on budgets currently.
This is a fascinating idea and just a fantastic idea for a use of these funds, if I may say so myself. So let's talk about for a moment who can borrow these things that are now available at the Lincoln Township Library and how that process works.
Yeah, so basically anybody who has a library card with us, a Lincoln Township card, which currently we have, we serve Lincoln Township, Baroda, and Royalton Township, so you just got to come into the library, get your library card with your ID, and then you can start checking out those materials. We also do have reciprocal borrowers, so if you are a St. Joe, a Bridgman, or a Berrien Springs library card holder, you can bring your library card from one of those libraries and get a card with us, and then we will still allow you to check out any of these items from our Library of Things collection.
That is pretty awesome. And obviously your grant was reviewed and awarded by the team members over at BCF, the Youth Advisory Committee. Tell us about that process. How did that work?
Yeah, you know what? Well, I wrote the grant, and I did hear back, and they wanted us to present to the team, and we did go to the Berrien Community Foundation's offices, and we presented in front of a group of teens. They were, you know, very helpful. They actually had a lot of suggestions for us about ideas of things that we didn't think of, thinking a little outside the box of items we can get that could help youth in the community. And so they basically really, you know, guided us in kind of like realizing that we could even do more with the collection besides what we had already kind of thought of. So it was a really great time meeting with the Youth Advisory Committee and working with them and being able to present to them.
Well, Joelle, thanks so much for, giving us this fantastic news on the Library of Things that are now available at the Lincoln Township Library. And Susan, as we continue to talk about these grants that are available at BCF, let's remind folks not only how they apply, but how they get reviewed, like the team members that are part of the process.
Yeah, so if if the team is going to review you, they do ask you to come in and do a short, presentation about your project. Other grants are reviewed by some of our other committees don't require that. So you submit your application, and the review happens from our side, and our board approves those things, and then we let you know if you have received a grant. But if you want to start that process, you can go to our website, and you can go to www.berriencommunity.org/grants, and it'll give you a lot more information about the Four Good Grants and all of our other programs that we have available. And we've got a lot of application due dates coming in the first quarter of the year. So, but the next one for the Four Good Grants is February 28th in 2023.
All right. Great to hear. I can't believe we're already ticking over to a new year. That's how it happens.
Yikes.
All right. Our special thanks to Joelle Wake from the Lincoln Township Library, our guest this morning here about the Library of Things that are available now, and Susan Matheny, a BCF program director, joining us here. It's on the Coast Social Network, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.